News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Cosmopolitan magazine has come under intense fire recently for celebrating morbid obesity following their October issue, which features plus-size model Tess Holliday, who weighs 300 pounds in a green swimsuit on the cover. Now, Brenda Power, Sunday Times columnist, joins us now. Brenda, what was your initial reaction to this cover?
I have to say, this is not about celebrating plus-size women or curves or diversity. This is about publicity, it's about controversy, it's about clickbait. This is Cosmopolitan wanting to achieve exactly what they've achieved here, to have people talking about it, going out, buying their magazine. This woman, as you say, is 300 pounds weight. Apparently she's 5'3". She is morbidly obese, grossly overweight, dangerously unhealthy. I suppose it's an example, really, of how mad the Americans are. You know, they elect a reality television star to be their president. So whatever it takes for you to be famous, they will celebrate. So this woman has eaten herself.
But she's got a good headline here, and obviously she's eaten herself. She says, a supermodel roars is the headline. Tess Holliday wants the haters to kiss her ass. And in fairness, it'd be a fairly ample ass then compared to all that eating.
Yes, there'd be room for lots of us there. You see, this is what I think is hilarious. They make this into a kind of a zero-sum debate. If you don't think that a morbidly obese 21 stone woman is the epitome of feminine beauty and self-empowerment, you're a hater. I mean, I would really love to see Cosmopolitan put a woman of my size, 12 to 14, on the cover without expecting a pat on the back, but they won't do that. And I bet you that if you went through this magazine, maybe not this one, but next month or last month, you won't see any woman of size 12.
But I'm very conflicted with all of this. As a man, and knowing how women are so sensitive to these things, like, we're talking about obesity all the time. It is people talking about overweight and we need to trim down and we're getting too fat and all of this, and it's very, very unhealthy for our society. But with all of this kind of debate, I'm not talking about the Tess Holliday picture essentially, but we are we not, indirectly marginalising and discriminating against these people and achieving the one thing that in the PC snowflake age we don't want to do, and that is to offend people who are, you know, they may have issues and we're just giving them more of a hang-up and driving them further out of society.
But you see, this is the argument that's been used about her. Oh, do you want fat women to be invisible? No, but, you know, we don't want, and unless you think that every nutritionist and every doctor and every oncologist, you know, and every cardiac surgeon who has said gross obesity is unhealthy, unless you think they're all wrong, then this is a dangerous message to be giving. Because as far as I can see, looking at that poll, I can imagine that if I was a parent of a child who was struggling to lose a bit of weight, or, you know, a teacher, a nutritionist or whatever, I would look at that image and say, okay, that has set back that young person's progress by years, because they're going to look at that and say, well, look at this. It's something to aspire to, because this is not, remember, the cover of National Geographic. It's not the cover of Time magazine. It's the cover of an aspirational.
Now, Holliday, she's very conscious of the fact that obviously the whole world is talking about this, but
yes.
This is what she said on Twitter. To everyone saying I'm a burden to the British healthcare system, I'm American, so you don't have to worry about my fat ass. Worry about what horrible people you are by whining about how me being on the cover of a glossy magazine impacts your small-minded life. Now, a lot of people who are, shall we say, slightly overweight and beyond would say, fair play, she has verbalised what we've been trying to say to society for a long time.
Yeah, and next month, let's see if they'll put a smoker on the cover, because I'm sure smokers would like to feel good about themselves, and lots of them will have struggled with their habit. I would say that one or two cigarettes would be a lot less harmful than being 300 pound, 21 stone at 5'3". So let's see that being celebrated. Equally, let's see if Cosmopolitan will have the guts to do what it has done surreptitiously, I'd say, for years, which is celebrate anorexia. Put a 5-stone woman on the cover and say, I know she's skinny, guys, but doesn't she rock that swimsuit? They won't do that. So, I mean, I know what I take your point. And look, Paul, I can't speak for you, but I know I've tried dieting in the past. It's horrible. It's awful. But you have to stick at it. You know, it's not like a disability. being overweight is actually something you can do about it. It's not like being blind or missing a limb. It's actually something.
Well, that's agreed. But the thing about it is, you know, I do a lot of training myself, and yes, you can control your weight by just sensibly eating. Even after a couple of weeks, you see the change. The problem is, though, isn't it, Brenda, that there are people who are obese who have, there are a lot of other psychological issues and baggage and pain that there's been in their past. Like, I remember meeting a lot of victims of sexual abuse who were morbidly obese because they lost all sense of pride in themselves, and they lost all their sense of dignity and all of that, you know.
But then, aren't you talking about some kind of a psychological disorder? Aren't you talking about something that needs treatment and help and support? Not this kind of superficial glamorization of the consequences for most people. Not this one, because I suspect this woman, you know, deliberately ate herself into this state to make a name for herself. But, you know, aren't you undoing by kind of mockery the grief that a lot of people have about being that size and are unable to do anything about it?
And Brenda, very, very briefly, now, you referred there to the emaciated young women, the anorexic young women used to appear on the front of Cosmo years ago. And I remember this, and it was awful. That was particularly awful to look at. And that was, I think, to call it heroin chic. Now, you would be more up to date and up to speed on the history of Cosmo. Did they actually ban that kind of imagery, or did it just fade out?
I don't know that anybody actually banned it. I think there was a sort of an industry-wide acknowledgement that this was not acceptable.
So maybe we have to go down that road as well here with this.
Sorry?
We may have to go down the same road with this particular issue.
I don't know. I just think people who are that way deserve support and they deserve encouragement. But what they really don't need is to be told, forget the dieting, guys, you're grand.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Brenda Power, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. Sunday Times columnist. Thanks for that.